Greetings again, everyone. It's Saturday morning already.
I would like to close out this week with a small portion of scripture in Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10, starting in verse 8, and I'll read down to 13. And I'm going to make some comments as I read down through.
But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. There's two things here: confession with our mouth and believing in our heart. I think that there's a lot of people that would say they believe, but are they confessing it? And it's not enough, my friends, to just confess it when you get questioned or when there's a baptismal rite that requires that you confess it, or when you get challenged in some way. I don't think that's enough. I don't think that's what this is talking about. Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. The confession this is talking about is confessing Jesus Christ to those around us of our own accord, initiating the confession, not because we get prompted, not because we get pushed into it, but initiating it because we want to talk about the Lord Jesus. We want to confess him. He's in our heart. He's there abundantly. And what's in our heart will come out. And I confess that I'm weak in this. It doesn't always want to come out the way it should. But if we really believe, if Jesus is central to our hearts, if we realize who he is, what all he's done for us, then we will confess. It says, thou shalt be saved there at the end of the verse. Saved from what? Well, first and foremost, saved from eternal death and eternity in hell, in misery, in torment, alone. You're not going to enjoy your ungodly friends in hell. There's not going to be fellowship there. Nothing that's good, nothing that's enjoyable. Just pain, torment, misery throughout eternity. Saved from that, what a glorious salvation. Now reading in verse 10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now we might find it surprising that here again, it puts confession right up there as essential to salvation. Right up there with believing in the heart. And again, I do believe that here's the difference between true Christians and those that profess to believe. True Christians and false Christians. The true children of God and those that are trying to have enough religion to stay out of hell. Here's the difference. The one group will say they believe if they're questioned. They will have some sort of a profession. They will have religion.
But day in and day out in normal conversations, you hardly hear about Jesus.
They'd much rather talk about carnal things, much rather talk about earthly things. That's what's coming out of their mouth constantly. Not that it's wrong to talk about those things, but if that's continually what comes out, then that's what their heart is focused on. Might be sports they love to talk about. It might be just little things like the weather. Maybe it's farming. Maybe it's milking cows. Again, it's right to talk about our work and about the things we do. But what do we really love talking about? What freely comes out of our mouth? What comes out when we just overflow from our hearts? Like I said, the one group that professes Christ but is not truly in Christ won't freely confess him. The true children of God, on the other hand, will confess him. They will confess their Lord and Savior. He's in their hearts, and he will come out of their own volition, of their own voluntary decisions when they interact with people to confess the Lord Jesus. Verse 11, for the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Hallelujah. Let me read a verse that comes to mind along with that. It's in 1 Peter 2, verse 6. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. I love that. I'm rejoicing in this truth that we can build on the Lord Jesus. We can be anchored upon him. And we can know, we can be sure that in the end of our life and on judgment day, we will not be confounded. There are several different references to this, actually, this verse here, or similar verses, first found in Isaiah, I believe. It's in one of the prophets of the Old Testament. And then it's quoted, I believe, three times in the New Testament, possibly even more than that. And a couple times it says that he that believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Here it says confounded, which really is the same thing. We're not going to be hanging our heads at the end of life. We're not going to be defeated. We're going to be singing and praising the Lord and shouting glory, hallelujah. Now reading in verse 12, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. And continuing, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Here we have the great promise. It's not held back from anybody. It's not just the Jewish tribe. It's not just one group of people. There's not an elect group that God is interested in at the expense of all the others in the world. Whosoever, that includes you, and it includes me, and it includes everybody we're going to interact with today and the rest of our life. It includes every people, tongue, nation, tribe throughout the earth. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Believest thou this? Do you believe it? Do you claim it? Do you walk in this truth? Do you rejoice in it? I pray that you do. I trust that you do. If you don't, come to the Lord.
Cry out to him. Believe in him. Confess him. And you will be saved. It's a glorious salvation. Spoke earlier about being saved from hell, from an eternity of death and torment. And that's a marvelous, wonderful salvation. But there's also salvation in this life, being saved from sin and the consequences of sin, being saved from a constant downward slide towards death. Death in this life, just death of relationships, death of joy, death of happiness, death of so many things that happen because of sin. We can live faithful lives, and we can flourish and blossom and prosper in the Lord.
There's much of salvation that we already experience in this life. To pursue the Lord Jesus, believe in him and confess him day in and day out. If we don't freely confess the Lord in our conversations, we should cry out to him and ask for his grace, ask for
our eyes to be opened, our understanding to be enlightened, that our hearts would be so filled with Christ that it will come out.
I speak to myself here. I'm not where I need to be. Well, God bless you today. Hope you have a great day and a good day tomorrow, the Lord's Day. And may God have his way in all of our lives.